Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 381, The Prayer of Jesus for the Protection of the Letters to Daniel. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the 8th month, on the 10th day of the 8th month.
Rest assured, this is sincere, this is true!
Dear Dan, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I started to experience another physical anomaly. The muscle in my right upper lip will begin to spasm every once in a while, which if I allowed it to continue would produce an expression of scorn, making it seem as though I was sneering at something. This is something that I had experienced only once before. It was while working at my dad's old job, see Letter 11, Volume 1. I was in a conversation with a truck driver, who was also a Vietnam War veteran, and one of the founding members of the Jesus People, U1, Fellowship in the early 70s. As we talked, I could sense a spirit of scornful scoffing begin to emanate from him. At the same time, my upper right lip wanted to take on the expression of a sneer. I had never had anything like this happen to me before, but I also knew that it was part of my gift of discernment of spirits. After inquiring of the Lord about this recent event, Gabriel said that Yude and Buse had built up a demonic course whose only job is to heap scorn upon the Letters to Daniel website. The Lord then said that the solution to stop the muscle twitch in my lip would be receive and document the prayer of Jesus for the protection of the Letters to Daniel. Here then is the prayer of Jesus for the protection of the Letters to Daniel. Our Father in heaven, please hear our prayer to protect from harm, ridicule and scorn, the testimony written in the Letters to Daniel. Please protect and bless those whose work it is to produce the facility to make known your word, and protect and bless all those whose work it is to safeguard, replicate, and distribute the website known as www.letters2dan.com. For it is written that the Book of Psalms, chapter 79, verses 1 through 13. A Psalm of Asaph. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance, your holy temple they have defiled, they have laid Jerusalem in heaps. The dead bodies of your servants, they have given as food for the birds of the heavens, the flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. Their blood they have shed like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to those who are around us. How long, Lord? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place. Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us, for we have been brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us, and provide atonement for our sins, for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let there be known among the nations in our sight, the avenging of the blood of your servants, which has been shed. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those who are appointed to die, and return to our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom, their reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
You can hear it say from the delta flows the liberty. lace and silver starlight unfolding, round and round in a well of emotion. Words of love sometimes better spoken. Nothing equals a sea of devotion.